This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hollywood news and gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
Hey, Jamie.
Hey, what?
Before you get started.
Sure.
You want me to tell you? Because I haven't said anything this morning. You know why I'm so tired today?
I have no idea.
Well, I watched that last basketball game up until 10 o'clock last night. That's late for me. I normally go to bed around 4:30.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, 4:35 sometimes.
My wife woke me up around 12:30 or so this morning. Want me to put some lotion on her back. So I'm just beat today.
Ew.
I'm beat today. Ew. Yeah.
Ew. Did you bitch at her for waking you up?
Yeah, she was breaking out bad. She had the hives. So I had to get up and put some of that medication lotion on her.
With your CPAP machine on?
Yeah, I got my mask on, and I'm rubbing her back.
Nice.
I'm like, oh, I'm half asleep.
And it's that
wore me out.
Is it that pink stuff? What is that stuff called? You know that pink stuff? It turns like kind of white.
Calamine. Calamine lotion.
Yeah. Did you rub that all over?
I don't know what it was. I was half asleep. She just handed me a tube of this lotion, and I'm like, wee. Now we're back to bed.
Wow.
I had a little excess on my hands. I just put it on my arms.
Yeah. Well, all right. Well, that's a great story.
That's why I'm so tired.
That's a great story.
That's why I'm so tired today. Yeah. She kept me up putting lotion on.
Well, you're definitely like a little bitchy, that's for sure.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm going to Big Daddy Burgers, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like I want some wings. And then BJ just tears into me. He's like, you don't go anywhere. Oh, now I'm Bernie. You don't go anywhere that says burgers in it and get the wings. I was like, what are you talking about? You go to Hooters, you don't get the chicken breasts.
He gets the wings at Hooters, though. That's right. What they're known
for. It's Hooters wings.
But right. He said it has to be in the name.
Yeah.
Hooters say. Only has boobs in it.
Okay.
So you
I
have to have a
now.
Chicken breast at Hooters. He's like, you can't go to Big Daddy Burgers and have the wings. He's like,
maybe
I don't go to Taco Bell and have a cheeseburger.
No. I don't even have a burrito. If I go to Taco Bell, it says tacos. Okay. But yeah, I probably misspoke. Okay. So let me take that back.
Okay.
All I'm saying is what Spadil just said, that if it's not what they're known for, then I usually don't go off the menu any.
Right.
Okay?
So if you go to the egg and I, you only get an egg?
Well, yeah, I mean, I isn't on the menu. Egg's my only option. But yeah, if I go to a breakfast place, yeah.
You go to Waffle House, you only get a waffle?
Yeah, I get a waffle.
You do?
If I go to Waffle House.
I'm trying to think.
No sausage,
that's a bad
no
one.
Bacon.
What about that pancake place? Pancake House?
House of Pancakes.
House of Pancakes? You don't even like pancakes.
I don't think I've ever been. that have eaten breakfast. I don't know. My point is this. You go into Big Daddy Burgers, okay? You're getting the damn burger.
See, this is how he said it to me off the air, just like that.
And Spadil will agree with me on this. Hamburgers are pretty safe.
Yeah.
Wings, on the other hand, man, you can really, you know, you can get some bad wings.
It varies.
It seems like it's easy to do, but you can screw them up real easy. Yeah. Make them all slimy.
Yeah. That's why I like them crispy with the sauce on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just... You can get some that are really bony, like Paris Hilton.
You can. Yeah. You should try the Luther burger at Bad Daddy's, though. It's good.
The Luther?
Yeah. So it's a bacon cheeseburger, but the buns are glazed donuts.
Jamie's gonna get that. It's so good, dude.
No.
It's also like 2,000 calories.
Jamie gets a burger without the burger.
I get grilled cheese.
She gets grilled cheese, basically.
Yeah, I'm the only person at Bud's Bar that gets grilled cheese.
She'll order a burger, hold the patty. Like, what?
Get some melt.
You didn't order a burger, you ordered a grilled cheese, basically.
You know, I can never go to In-N-Out again. I forgot to tell you guys.
Why?
Because I hit gristle, and now I just, blah.
Gristle?
Like, yeah. Like
in your burger?
Yeah, like a bone or something.
Oh, really?
I can never go back. I literally,
you got a bone-in burger?
Oh, yeah. I did. Yeah.
Really?
So it's like, it's ruined.
Yeah.
Do you ever have that? Like, I've never eaten at Wendy's since I was like 16.
So there was a place that we went to, I think it was last year, and it was right before an Avs game. And so we had our brother-in-law in town and everything like that. And we all went there, went to the game. And my sister-in-law threw up on my brother-in-law on the way down the escalator, just threw up in his sweatshirt. Oh! And I was like, oh no! And we thought it was like an isolated incident. We all got sick that night. So I will never eat where we ate ever again. Because I could still just taste it coming back up. It wasn't good.
Why did I need that part?
I'm scarred for life. So I can relate.
I'm really bummed because I loved In-N-Out too. But it makes me cringe now. Anyway, I told you one time I saw a dead deer in the middle of I-25 and I threw up in my car.
Jeez.
I mean, I could see that though too.
Remember that's when I didn't eat meat for like a year? Because I was just like,
well, especially down that stretch of I-25.
Because it just is everywhere.
Explodes.
Yeah.
I don't want to eat at Big Daddy Burgers.
Enjoy your lunch.
I hope they have a cheese quesadilla. Because that's what I'm going to be having. All right, anyway, let's see here. Oh, I know. Speaking of food, Chick-fil-A, you guys, is coming out. I don't think it's in the stores yet, but you know how they have all the different sauces Chick-fil-A does at your local grocery store? Well, I guess due to popular demand, now the zesty buffalo sauce and the honey mustard sauce will be available in store soon.
Oh, they do have good honey mustard.
Yeah, the honey mustard is as my cool friends say, fire.
Very good.
Fire, fire, definitely fire, fire.
I can tell that you're hanging out with your son.
Fire.
Totally tell.
I know. Anyway, yeah, so those are coming to stores. They're also going to create one that's for grocery stores only, and it's called the Parmesan Caesar dressing. It won't be available at Chick-fil-A restaurants, which is weird, but they're only going to offer it in grocery stores, and it's a dressing that you can put on all kinds of things. So those are the three new products coming to the grocery stores. All right. We talked about it. What's his name? He passed away. George Foreman passed away at age 76. People are saying that they looked it up, and he's worth like $200, $300 million, something like that, from that grill.
Wow.
That back in the day, they didn't pay the kind of money that they paid, you know, $1 million, $2 million or whatever. But the Foreman Grill, he was making $8 million a month at its height of the Foreman Grill. And he didn't invent it. Some dude like named Steve or something invented it. And I'm sure he made a lot of money too.
Probably.
Yeah. Sure he did. And they said, why did you go after George Foreman to be like the spokesperson for it? And he said he represented men and burgers.
Yeah.
It worked.
It did work.
Yeah.
It was a great move. Brilliant, in fact.
It really did. Let's see here. What else do I have for you? I have to be honest. I'm kind of unorganized.
I remember that George Foreman grill. It all started with an infomercial.
Here it is.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Yeah, that was like
years ago.
That first time of infomercials.
Yeah,
right?
when infomercials were really hot and they were hawking that stuff late at night. Yeah. That's where it started. Yeah.
I almost bought off. that Emerald guys. I almost bought his rotisserie chicken maker.
Bam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bam.
Yeah. Bam.
That was his like tagline.
Was that a set it and forget it?
I think you're right.
It was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, set it and forget it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then I thought, no, I'll just go to King Super. No.
Yeah, why would I want a rotisserie no. Man? Like, I'm a huge maker.
If it's you, you would set it, and then you'd forget it. I mean, you literally would forget it.
Dude, I felt like I was a chef last night. Do you guys ever do, actually, I know that Jennifer Garner has a pretend cooking show that she calls it, but I actually was doing it in my head, a pretend cooking show last night while I was making food for my
son.
You
were like talking to yourself?
And I was like, yeah, and now we add the salt. Just a little bit of seasoning, you know, do it to taste. Yeah. And then I took a little spoon and I tried the sauce and I was like, yes, that's good.
That's perfect.
Do you guys ever do that? Just me.
No, never.
Do you also ever do the thing that I do, which is called challenge your vacuum, where you try to suck up things that you know it can't handle?
I do that. Yeah. I think when you have a kid, a small kid, you really try that because you don't want to bend over.
No.
Maybe it's an age thing. I don't know.
No, I've done it my whole life.
But I'm just saying, but you'll see it and you go, surely it will suck that up. Yeah. Oh, crap, it won't.
Yeah.
Now I gotta bend over and pick it up.
You do that especially with Lego bricks.
Yeah.
You're like, you know what? He's not gonna mess that one.
It's just a couple.
Yeah, exactly. And pennies. Now, I will get the nickels and the diamonds, but pennies seem like, eh, bye.
Yeah, I'm with you. Oh, I do.
That's really ridiculous, but it's true. Okay, let's hear the Paul brothers. There's a new trailer coming out with these boys, Logan Paul and the other one.
Jake
Paul. Which one's more famous?
Jake.
And I remember Logan.
But Logan, I think, started off with more followers.
Oh, okay. They were literally like just YouTube stars. Yep. It's so crazy. And now they have millions of dollars. Anyway, there's a new documentary about them, and it's on Max. And here's the trailer.
Yeah, this is America. Yeah. The currency isn't being liked. The currency is attention. Yeah. What can you do with attention? The answer is anything. Danny, now I'm being
on my... And now it's time for America to meet our family.
What is wrong with you?
Go yourself.
This baby opened up a gentle side of the Pauls.
Oh, it's smelly.
To my whole family.
Shut the up. We got a show to make.
Sounds fun. Sounds like something.
No desire.
Yeah.
No desire.
Nope, not at all.
We're
right.
Good for them, though.
Yeah.
I mean, they've made a lot of money.
They have made a lot of money, but they've also done a lot of dumb things. And that drink, isn't that drink like kind of making people sick and stuff?
Prime?
Yeah.
Isn't it making...
I actually had one of their energy drinks a couple days ago. It's delicious. I've never had one. And I was like, oh, I'll try this because it's like a dollar.
Because you wanted to die?
Yeah. No, but it's good.
There's a reason why it's a dollar.
Well, it's got 200 milligrams caffeine.
It's a death drink.
Yeah, but why would you want that? You have a child. Oh, my God. He makes no sense. He wants a full body scan to get in front of his health, but he drinks that crap?
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, just every once in a while.
You can have up to 600 milligrams of caffeine in one day.
Oh, my God, these two.
Yeah.
You can tell we go to the gym. We're just like, whatever.
They're exhausting. All right, I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. The podcast will be up in about an hour or so. So go get it on the Odyssey app this morning. Easy enough to get and to listen to. I saw yesterday, ESPN, they said they had 24 million brackets just in their competition alone. So you got to figure there's like 150 million out there, right?
Do we know how many are still in?
Of their 24 million, they had three.
Wow.
Perfect brackets up until last night. Now remember, we still got a couple more weekends to go.
That's true.
So more than likely, you know, nobody's going to make it all the way through.
It feels like the lottery. Like, doesn't it just seem like it's so easy to figure this out?
It does.
I know.
It does. But the more the tournament goes, the more I feel like, well, it's no wonder nobody's ever got the perfect bracket. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous.
You
how
guys,
many games?
This is embarrassing. I am in last place. Last place in our entire bracket. How many do we have?
People? 37.
37 people.
You're last.
Guess what number I am?
Dead last.
37.
You're bad. Yeah. And you've been on bottom for days now.
I have.
Because every time a game is played, things shift a little bit because you got a winner and a loser, right? And so it starts to shift inside the brackets according to who you got. Jamie's never moved from the bottom.
Budged.
What they call it, snipping heels or something, or... What did they call you, biting the heels?
Pillow biter?
No.
What?
No. That somebody else was down there with you, and they said, oh, here I am, nipping at the heels, just like Jimmy White.
Well, because I took SIUE, Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville, through like a couple of phases, that wasn't a good call
Not
at all.
Not bad call.
Bad call.
Bad call. Really came back to bite you.
Yeah.
Yep.
And BJ's in second.
I'm in second
pretty
place.
Good. Yeah.
He stayed in first until yesterday.
I think, maybe. Yeah. I don't remember exactly.
And then, Carson, where are you?
I have no idea. I haven't even checked it yet.
Where are you, Spadell?
He's eighth, and I'm tied for fifth.
You're fifth, and he's eighth? Oh, man.
Powerball Pete's right there somewhere.
I think he's right behind Carson. He's nine.
Nine.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I got to beat Powerball Pete.
And again, we have no idea what we're playing for.
No.
We just, all of us put $20 in. We don't.
She still hasn't figured out our prize pool?
Nope.
I haven't seen any cash amount, no.
And there's a reason why they own an airplane.
It's a Ponzi scheme, man. That's what she's running. You're doing it for notoriety. That's it.
Yeah.
There's no cash payout.
Bragging
Nobody
rights.
Ever said a cash payout.
She's got to pay for the hanger. So.
It was a donation.
Right. Yeah. She's got a few chocolates to give away. I don't know, something about some Easter bunnies or something. That's all you're going to get.
No, we don't know what we're playing for. Oh, well.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Jonas Brothers tickets to give away. You know, I can't believe.
Later on was the Slacker Show.
Oh, yeah. Slacker Show has tickets later this afternoon. I can't believe I heard that promo a few minutes ago of the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Why did we leave Rusty out?
Because he doesn't sing, really.
Yeah, but from what I understand, he's on this tour with them. He's going to be this summer.
He does the introductions.
But that's the way it always happens, Jimmy. They always leave him out.
It's like, you know what it's like? It's like the one Peyton Manning guy. What's the
Cooper.
One?
Cooper.
Yeah, Cooper.
Cooper Manning.
He's always left out.
See, I couldn't even remember his name.
It's always Peyton and Eli.
Yep, always.
Those two together. Yeah. You want to do a potato chip commercial, you call Peyton and Eli. Yeah. You don't call Cooper.
No, you never see Cooper.
No, you never call Cooper.
Well, that's the same deal with Rusty. Now, they have tried to do a better job of, like, he introduces them, and he's like, you know, I'm Rusty, the forgotten Jonas brother, so he does that, and then they acknowledge him, and I think he plays, like, the harmonica for one song.
But he's always shoved in the back.
What are those shaker things? They're called
maracas.
The maracas. I think he does one of those for like sucker.
The triangle. I think he has the triangle. It's like, I'm a sucker for you.
Yeah. Very important, though. Those are very important instruments, okay? That was good timing.
They're instrumental to the song.
Yeah, they're very
three
important.
Of us, by the way, hit that. All three of us.
All right. Listen. Now, Spadell, I'm going to give you a mission, okay?
Okay.
Piece of homework here.
Yeah.
I want you to go to management,
uh-huh.
and I want you to talk to the programming department, and I want you to get with creative, and I want a promo tomorrow that has Rusty's name in it.
Yes.
That's nice
we
of
are
you.
Not. We're not going to stand by and let these four guys come to town, and let's only mention three in the
that
promo.
Is, you know what? That's really... I'm going to support
now, look,
that.
Yeah. Nobody else has to run it. You don't have to run it 10 o'clock, you know, with, what's her name? Heather Locklear.
Collins.
Yeah, Collins. Heather.
I think Heather Locklear's dead.
The Heather Show doesn't have to run it.
The
Slacker Show.
That's just the Heather Show.
Yeah, now the Heather Show.
The Slacker Show. He doesn't have to run it. But here, by golly, in the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, we want Rusty. We want Rusty.
I don't want to chance that. You can't make me.
We got to fight for his rights.
He's like pointing at me like, do it.
Heather Locklear is still alive, by the way.
Oh, she is good.
Yeah, she's 63.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's coming up at 10 o'clock. Right here. Don't go anywhere. I don't know who, whatever.
Right.
Just get Rusty in the promo.
Like, she was like all jacked up. Remember?
Who?
Heather Locklear.
Heather Collins?
No, wait. Heather Locklear, right?
Oh.
She was married to Richie Sambora. right? And Tommy Lee.
Yeah.
And she got all jacked up and all, huh?
Yeah. Anyway. Rode hard, put up wet.
Bad.
Yep, got it. Yeah. All right. Forget about that part.
Okay. What are we doing?
Rusty. We want Rusty in the promo.
You know what?
Okay.
He does have a point. They do say individually all three names, and they leave out Rusty, and that's got to hurt his feelings.
Yeah. They say Joe. They say Slick. They say the other guy. What's his name?
Nick. Luke. Kevin.
Luke. Kevin.
Kevin, Joe.
Kevin, no. Nick, and Joe.
Yeah.
All right.
Kevin, Nick, and Joe. We were kidding.
Get Rusty. Okay. Get Rusty. Whatever you do, get Rusty. All right.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, it's going to be windy today, but warm. I think 70 for a high.
Yes, 70 is insane.
Wind goes away, warming up through the rest of the week, so that's pretty cool, too.
Yep, right? It's going to be a beautiful week.
You're going to do breakfast after the show, right? Or, no, you're doing the burger, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing the burger. You're having lunch. Then I think it's out to the cabin for a 70 degree day.
Nice.
Ooh, man, well, enjoy your meat.
Nice.
All right.
Thanks.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah. Let's see here. What about your son? What's he doing today?
Well, he is, he's got a Zoom call. I don't know. I was like,
Zoom call? He's on summer break.
I know, but he works full time.
Oh.
Yeah, so he's got a Zoom call. And then he's going to go to the cabin with me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, have a great day today. Everybody else, have a great day. Monday. I know it's a little depressing because Colorado State lost yesterday, but it'll be okay.
That is such a bummer, isn't it?
Good season. Yeah, good season, though. Good season.
Was it?
No,
they lost by one.
No, should have gone a little bit further.
They should have won.
Should have won. Man. All right, we got to go.
Yeah.
You guys have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Take care and bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.